complicate each other. You see, the request given to our Lord is, Lord, increase our faith. Make us more faithful. Increase our faith. So the first response of our Lord is to talk about the mustard seed. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed. This is an image that our Lord really likes. He uses it multiple times. This isn't the only time that he'll use the image of faith the size of a mustard seed. Really, really small. He says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea. Now, I don't know anything about mulberry trees, but I'm pretty sure they don't grow in salt water. This would be bad for the mulberry tree. But the mulberry tree would obey. Because of the faith of one who's faith the size of Christmas. If you stop there, I think we could take a few things from that would be really helpful. You could be saying to them, you don't have a lot of faith. You have faith less than a mustard seed, smaller than a mustard seed. If you had more faith, if you had greater faith, greater trust in me, then you could do great things. And it takes just a little bit. Or you could be saying, you do, that's not very much faith, faith the size of a mustard. Doesn't sound like a whole lot. And maybe he's saying, you already do have that. Now go and do great things. Trust in the power and authority I've given you. Trust in the faith you've already received. I think either of those would be pretty nice to receive. It's a reasonable answer to the question or the request. Lord, increase our faith. But he keeps going and makes it all more complicated, as he loves to do. He says, who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, who would say to an employee who's just been outside working in the heat, very difficult work, he comes in around lunchtime, who would say to him, come sit down and have your lunch? Our Lord says, no, that's ridiculous. Doesn't sound very Jesus-y to me at first. That our Lord presents, come and sit down, relax a minute, as unreasonable. He says, no, instead, you would say, prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink, and you may eat and drink when I am finished. He presents that as the reasonable response, as the correct response. And he says, the servant should say, when he has done all that has been commanded, we are unprofitable servants, we have done what we were obliged to do. We have done only what's necessary. What in the world are these two ideas have to do with each other? Why would he add this and complicate things? See, I think there's a misunderstanding of what it means to have faith in God and to be able to do great things in his name. At the risk of this becoming like a class on medieval metaphysics and philosophy, which I really want to do. I want to subject you to that, but I'm not going to. Here's just a tiny taste. In the most proper sense, in the most exacting and philosophical scientific language, I, Father Lynch, do not celebrate the Mass. That's the common terminology. You can see that in church documents, but it's kind of shorthand for a much more complex idea. The church speaks of the priest, the guy, celebrating the Mass as what's called an instrumental cause of the sacrifice of the Mass, the instrumental cause of the Eucharist, of the sacrament. I, this guy up here is talking to you now, am not the celebrant of the Mass, the true celebrant, the one who is doing the Mass, who is taking bread and wine, changing it to be the body and blood of Christ, isn't me. I don't have that power. faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. He does not mean that when we come to really believe in him and have faith in him and trust in him, we gain magical powers. This is actually something that in the ancient church, people accused Christians of. People thought that, we thought that our priests were wizards or sorcerers, who by their communion with Jesus gained the ability to turn water into wine, like some sort of sorcery, like magic. I think often in our modern age, we even treat faith that way, miracles that way. But we need to realize that the power is not our own. By faith, by believing in the Lord, we don't gain powers of our own. We become channels and instruments of his power. We become the place where he is able to act in the world. We don't gain any new strength for ourselves. I don't stop being human. Humans don't have the power to turn bread and wine into the flesh of God. You can't do that. I don't have the power to perform miracles. No one does. Except God alone. And faith is that relationship which opens the door for him to be able to do that through us. Today is also Respect Life Sunday. This is something, again, that my brother priest and I talked about. It's one of those Sundays that needs a special name and a special attention, but the readings and the prayers don't change at all. So you just kind of have to figure out how we're going to work this in. And I actually think that they're suited very well to each other today. In the United States of America in 2024, there were over 1 million elective abortions in this country. 1 million people killed in the womb in 1 year. And of course, our respect for life extends beyond that. Countless people were poor and sick and suffering and elderly residents. Many immigrants who tried to come into this country are treated very harshly. These can seem like insurmountable obstacles. Incredibly difficult and daunting tasks against which we do not have the power to fight, let alone conquer. The bad news is that is correct, we don't. The good news is we're not expected to, we don't have to. Our duty is to become, as St. Francis of Assisi said, whose feast day was yesterday, channels of his peace. We don't have magical powers. We don't have the power under our own authority, our own strength, to change the tide of an entire culture. But we don't need to. If we want to change our culture, if we want to protect life and increase the respect and the sanctity of human life, we do not need to become stronger, we need to become holier.